I will start in reverse order with the one on legacy cybersecurity infrastructures. So what we need to be thinking about is really tailoring the new tools and the techniques in cybersecurity to the specificity of context in biotechnologies. So for example, there is special work to be done in thinking about authentication of data and how does that work in the information lifecycle of biotechnologies. It's extremely difficult at this point to imagine how to counter techniques driven by artificial intelligence to counterfeit, manipulate, or falsify the integrity of sensitive data across the biotech infrastructure. And I'm thinking about the specific example of hospital networks, but you could think of other public biological databases or genomics databases that are not prepared for this kind of data manipulation attacks. And the domain of cybersecurity itself is not necessarily prepared for also counteracting specific forms of data manipulation driven by AI. So there is really a specific interface here between AI and cybersecurity where experts should be working together and tailoring their tools and approaches to the infrastructure in biotechnology. About the question relating to harmonization and code of conduct for cloud labs, I think this is an extremely encouraging approach and a first way to think about how to govern this increasing decentralization and digitization of biotechnology. The key and strategic element here is really to work upstream in a foresight manner and methodology with the private sector. And so being sure to be able to include a large array of actors in the private sector to be able to foresee, anticipate, and discuss how elements of a code of conduct could be a way to foster awareness and to better understand how to govern the increasing decentralization of gene synthesis. So I think that's a really interesting start and a good start for discussion. About the tacit knowledge being encoded, being captured into computing codes, into software, I acknowledge that to some extent it's not necessarily extremely qualitative or precise tacit knowledge or personalized tacit knowledge at this point, but it's enough knowledge about bioexperimentation to actually give an upscale and an improvement in terms of precision, reproducibility, scale, and speed. And so that can already serve some of the types of gain of function research experimentation I mentioned in the case of automated biolabs. Of course, in terms of real personalized tacit knowledge that would be detained by only a few experts, that's not necessarily encoded in software at this point. But you have also an improvement you need to think about and to consider here with the fact that intelligent computing can really add interesting results from much more massive and comprehensive computation through genomics data and biological data. Thank you.